We are in right now in the ballroom and the sanctuary of the New Jewish Community Center.
And what will it look like once it's finished?
Well, we're looking at pretty much what it will look like. We have fantastic views from really every angle. You know, most people, when they're at a service or an event, a lecture, a seminar, a service, a party, whatever it is, they'll be looking out that window facing east, I believe. And even if my sermon were to put them to sleep, at least they would have a great view. What we wanted to do is, Aspen is so much about the outdoors, is build a building, but you should feel like you're outside, even while you're sitting inside having dinner, celebrating, whatever it may be, that you still feel the outdoors and you're part of outside, even when in the building.
Can I say this is a combination of a synagogue and Jewish community center?
Correct. It's sort of everything you need, not just for Jewish life. You know, it's a community center first and foremost. Part of that of community center is serving community. So there's an element of it where it is a synagogue. We have Hebrew school classrooms. We have a preschool we're starting. We have food, kosher food for visitors and locals in town who may need that. So there's a little bit of everything essentially to provide for every segment of locals in the valley, as well as those visiting, everything you may need for Jewish life and beyond.
And it makes me think of the JCC that I was a member of in Washington, D.C. That's where I used to always swim laps. Similar idea in some ways?
Similar idea, but except we don't have the gym and swimming pool. In that, there's so much of that already here. And it is a small town at the end of the day. There's the Aspen Club and other gyms going up and here. So we didn't want to do that and just add something else that already exists and do it better or different. We wanted to fill a void that doesn't exist. A great space for people to gather. Most of the ballroom spaces in Aspen don't have views or they're a little dark and down. This is a great place to have a birthday party, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, open to everyone and everyone. We have a full kitchen with a conference and catering director, a chef, our full-time chef here. So it's really a place to celebrate life, enjoy life, and make the most of it. The amount of texts and emails and calls I get from people in the community is just tremendous. So there's great excitement and anticipation of the events Thursday afternoon.
How does this feel for you right now?
This is, you know, my wife's not here, so at the risk of getting in trouble, this is like having a baby. This is having our first child in so many ways, and I'm blessed with six, by the way. It's a dream where there's been a lot of tall challenges. We've been up and down for so long. We've had struggles getting the approvals. We've had to then deal with recessions that came and affected our donor base. And nevertheless, with all that, we're still able to come together. And people sacrifice so much to make this happen. And I'm just so thankful, happy, and appreciative for what so many have done in the community to come to get to this day where we are now.
Well, Rabbi, thanks for taking the time to talk.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity, and it's wonderful to be with you today.